Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show. What do you mean live radio show? Isn't this a podcast, people ask? No, it's not a podcast. Well, it becomes a podcast, right? But it's a live show now, meaning it's 102 on Tuesday, November 10th, right? And then later, after the show's over, it becomes a podcast. So I can't say stop. Let's stop the, you know, let's start over. No, we're live show. So whatever I say, you know, I said it. So we just keep it moving. But anyway, thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. We're on LA Talk Radio. We Zoom this thing and it's on Facebook Live. So if you ever say you're listening, to the podcast, which is after the live show, and you say, you know, I want to check out this Russell of Hotels. Who the heck is he? What does he look like? Okay, well, then you can, you know, go to Facebook Live and go to my page and go to LA Talk Radio's page and you can see me, right? So there you go. So today we're sponsored by the Ace Hotel. This is downtown LA's Ace Hotel. So there's several Ace Hotels nationwide. In fact, there's a couple international, but, you know, this is where I hang out. I hang out here in Los Angeles. So every now and then I go and hang out by the pool or have a beverage on the rooftop, which they have a rooftop bar. So just in case you did not know that, and it is open and they are adhering to the COVID, the social distancing rules, meaning they'll take you up on the elevator and they only take you and your party up at a time. You have to have a mask on, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, but you still can enjoy the rooftop and all that kind of stuff, the views and everything, the drinks, the cocktails, the food, the restaurant, the appetizers, the menu, whatever. You can still enjoy that. So check out the Ace Hotel. So if you're ever in LA, downtown LA, check it out. Connecting people and collaboration. That's what we're all about. We're Hospitality Unplugged, hashtag Hospitality Unplugged, right? Which means, you know what, as hospitality goes, we can talk about anything. But just because you can talk about it doesn't mean you should. You know, we don't talk about anything crazy. I don't, you know, get in people's business, not, you know, well, it depends on what it is, but I don't get in people's business and try to talk bad about people and things like I don't talk bad about people because that's not what it's all about. It's not about one of those negative shows. This is a positive show, right? We're show number 82. Did you know that? Who would have thought I would get to show one? Did you know the average podcast is 6 shows? And I've done 82. So I think that's, you know what, let me pat myself on the back here for a moment. But anyway, happy Veterans Day. I know that's tomorrow, but, you know, you always want to give a shout out to the veterans. You know, we all have them in our families and we appreciate what they do. We appreciate the sacrifice and things like that. So happy Veterans Day, although it's tomorrow, you know, my show's today. So I have to make sure I, you know, give a shout out to the veterans today. So my dad was a veteran. my uncles, my Uncle Larry, my Uncle Bob, you know, they're all veterans. So Cheryl Rogers, who's one of my clients and friends, she's a veteran. She was in the Navy. Kevin, Larry. I mean, you know what? It's too many people to name, but those are people that are in, you know, in my family. So I do appreciate the sacrifices that they gave for us and our country. So there you go. So like I said, show number 82. Who would have thought it? But here we are. Industry news. Let's just jump into it. Because you know what? I was, I don't have a guest today. So we're gonna run through this stuff, not rather quickly, but we're going to get to everything. But I don't have a guest today. So we probably will do this. We'll be off before 2 o'clock. Okay. So about 1:50, I think I'm going to wind it down about 1:50. So there you go. Industry news. Service Properties Trust. That's an organization or a trust, an investment group or whatever that owns 200 properties, right? They severed ties with Marriott and IHG. So they had 200 hotels, right? They severed their management agreement, right? Which means, you know, they took the flag off. So just in case you didn't know, a lot of hotels, I mean, I know my hotel people know this because they work in hotels, but a lot of hotels that may say Marriott, Holiday Inn, Hyatt, whatever, they may not be owned by the company that, you know, the flags they fly or the sign on the side of the building. It could be a franchise, right? Well, Service Properties Trust owns 200 hotels, right? They own the property. They may have a Marriott sign on the side of the building or in front of the building, but it's a franchise, meaning they pay a fee to utilize that Marriott name and the services and things like that. Well, like I said, Service Properties Trust, they severed their ties with IHG, which is Holiday Inn for the most part, Intercontinental Hotel Group, and Marriott Hotels, right? So they severed, meaning I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. Because they said it had to do with money and a negative view of future business travel. I mean, business travel was down because of COVID, right? So they think that, you know, they basically, well, I don't need to pay this extra franchise fee or whatever they want to call it to in order to be a Marriott or an IHG property. So they're just going to say, you know what, we're going to go in it alone. They're going to go with another company, I believe, but they say, well, maybe the fees are too high or whatever. So they basically just said, you know what? It's 200 hotels that you won't have. Boom. Right. So that's the latest, right? Just check that out. So if you're on skift.com, S-K-I-F-T, that's where I got that news from. So check that out and you'll know what I'm talking about because I may not be clear. But bottom line, Service Properties Trust severed their ties to 200 hotels that they own that were either Marriott, you know, the sign said Marriott or said IHG, which, like I said, it could be Holiday Inns and things like that. Well, basically, they're not those properties anymore. And this happened before the announcement. Now, you guys did hear about the announcement that came out yesterday that there is a COVID vaccine from Pfizer just came out, right? Supposed to be 90% effective. I don't know where they are with the trials and all this stuff, but I think this is coming to a doctor's office near you, right? Pretty soon, right? So of course that's huge news for people that travel because now I can take this vaccine and I can travel wherever I want to go. Right. So the airlines, you know, the hotels are looking forward to this. Everyone's looking forward to it. Right. So let's just keep our fingers crossed, make sure that it tests out well and get the food and drug FDA yet. I don't know, but they say it's 90% effective. So Pfizer came out with it. They're a reputable company. So let's see what's going on and maybe we can get back to meeting and all that kind of stuff. But hey, but just slow your roll. Okay, let's take it easy. We're going to get there, right? Hotel industry leaders are saying COVID will be behind us by the second or third quarter of 2021, meaning COVID's still going to be here, but it's going to be in our rear view mirror, meaning we're going to have the vaccine, we're going to be back to meeting and things will start, you know, getting back to some type of normalcy. So they're saying, and this comes from when I say hotel leaders, I always mean the top three, right? So headed by Arne Sorensen, CEO of Marriott. So this is something that he said. I didn't say it. I didn't make it up. All I do is report the facts, right? So go to skiff.com and you'll see the conversation or the interview with him and I believe the CEO of Hilton, as well as the CEO of Hyatt. We're having a conversation with whoever was the interviewer. He's interviewing them about when they think that, you know, things will get back to some normalcy. So, like I said, hotel leaders said COVID will be behind us second or third quarter of 2021. It's funny that they should say that because I mean, that's what I was saying too. But anyway, no one listened to me, but I said that too. I said that here. You heard it here first, right? On Air with Russell Hotels, but that's okay. Hey, in the world of LinkedIn, I've been asking this for the last several weeks. In the world of LinkedIn, right? Everyone's on LinkedIn, right? If you're not on LinkedIn, you need to be on LinkedIn. You need to have a profile on LinkedIn, especially if you're, you know, looking for a job, anything like that. You're trying to connect with people on a business level, right? Now, just remember, you know, LinkedIn is not the new Facebook, okay? So Facebook is Facebook. That's social. LinkedIn is for business, you know, people that are working, people looking for jobs, entrepreneurs, want to connect with people on a business level. So let's keep LinkedIn. Let's keep Facebook, okay? Because I see a lot of stuff that's just more of a personal thing on LinkedIn lately. I mean, you get more and more of it, but, you know, obviously people don't care. They just want to put stuff up because they want to do it because they can, right? Doesn't mean just because you can doesn't mean you should, but they do it anyway. But anyway, let me get off my soapbox for a minute. So in the world of LinkedIn, what is your SSI score? Okay. SSI stands for Social Selling Index. It measures the impact of your social selling efforts with LinkedIn. It's basically how do you establish your professional brand. Okay. So it has nothing to do with just salespeople. You know, my friend Victor Simmons was on last week, who is a VP of HR for Ace Hotels. And he was like, well, why should I do this? I'm not in sales. I said, Victor, it's about your brand. Okay. It's about your professional brand. And you have a professional brand with, although you're a VP of HR. So you have professional brand with the HR folks, right? So you want to get your brand out or your message out. So it basically gives a number to your effectiveness of reaching people for the most part. So that's what it means. But salespeople, of course, you know, you always want to see that. You always want to know what that is. But anyway, what's your SSI number or score? So mine is 71 out of 100. Okay, so that's mine. But there's people with higher scores than me. I'll throw this name out there. Michelle Carlin with Alignment Advising. She told me her number was 75, okay? So, which means I have some work to do because my number should be higher than hers, okay? I'm just going to throw it out there. My number should be higher than hers, so it's a competition now. So, it just became real, okay? I'm sure she's going to have something to say about that. Hey, Carrie Morrissey. Hey, you know what? On another note, Carrie Morrissey, you need to be on the show. I don't understand why we haven't hooked up to be on the show. So, I know you're listening or watching, so you need to be on the show. So let's make that happen. You represent those hotels on the East Coast in Florida specifically. Give me the name of it real quick, and I'll let you know. Charles Skiffer, appreciate you chiming in and reaching out and watching the show. I'm sure this is your first time. Charles and I went to Cal Poly Pomona back in the day. I won't tell you when that was because it doesn't matter, okay? But all you need to know is that he's a fan and he's... So what, back to what I was saying. Okay, so Michelle's 75, I'm 71. Okay, so basically what it does, it ranks you four categories. Establishing your professional brand, finding the right people, meaning you're hooking up with the right people, not hooking up, but basically you're connecting with the right people on LinkedIn. You engage with insights, and that's a whole nother thing, and you build relationships, right? So it scores you on all four of those things, right? So like on establishing your professional brand, I'm 21 out of 25. Finding the right people, my number changed on that. So it was 14.3 out of 25, which I need some work on that. That's where I need to work on. Engage with insights. Well, actually, I need to work on this one too because I'm only 11 out of 25 on that. And building relationships. I'm 25 of 25 on building relationships. So I know how to build relationships, but for whatever reason, I'm not finding all the right people. or I'm not engaging with the insights. So insights meaning, you know, people post things and you're not, I'm not maybe replying or putting comments. So all that stuff matters. So on LinkedIn, when you're seeing things, you know, see somebody posted something that you seem interesting. If you don't respond to anything, you just say, click, okay, I like it or whatever. It doesn't do anything for you. But if you make comments like, oh, this is great. I understand what you're saying. I have the same feelings, blah, 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 whatever that is. It counts against, I mean, it counts for you, right? It counts in your favor. So that's where that 14.33 that I received, it plays into that. So I need to do more comments on people's posting is basically what it comes down to. So that's the difference there. So what is your number? So go just, how would you find it? Just Google SSI. This is what I do. SSI LinkedIn, and it'll just pop up. And then just click on that and it'll tell you where to click to get your score. It's free. As long as you have a LinkedIn profile, it'll automatically calculate for you and you'll know. So, and you can do it. I mean, I do it every week just to see if my number has changed. And my number hasn't changed in about 3 weeks. So I'm getting kind of frustrated with it. But anyway, but no, the LinkedIn is a good tool. I always say this, it's a good tool to use. And it's not the end all be all. Come on now. I mean, there's other things you need to do to put your brand out there, but doing nothing is not an option. Okay. So you need to do something with your brand. If that's posting things, if that's, and if you look at my LinkedIn page, you'll see that I post things all the time, right? If it's a video, if it's this show, I post that. If it's ways that I can, you know, keep brands relevant, I put that stuff out there as well. So I do a lot of social media things. So that's what I mean. I should have a higher score than 71 because I work at this stuff, right? So there you go. But anyway, Carrie Morrissey, we have a new nonstop from LAX to Palm Beach. So the Opal Collection, you know, that's Carrie Morrissey's hotel group that he represents. He's the director of sales and marketing, makes everything happen. And we need to have him on the show so we can talk about the Opal Collection, Carrie. I'm not going to be talking about it right now. Come on, but I've already mentioned the Opal Collection, right? So in this in Palm Beach. So there's a direct flight from LAX nonstop. Okay. Well then, Carrie, you need to get me up there so we can do the show from there. Okay. So, but anyway, we'll have a conversation soon, sir. But I do appreciate you supporting the show and reaching out. See, we have people coast to coast on the show that listen to the show, that want to be on the show, that should be on the show. So if you're all about hospitality or you want to know what's going on in the hospitality industry, this is the show that you should tune into because, you know, we try to make things light. It's not heavy. It's not serious. We kind of laugh. Well, I kind of laugh, right? So we talk about stuff that's just out there. We talk about hotels. We talk about, I have social media influencers. I got travel journalists. I mean, and some of the best travel journalists. Okay, we have Jeanette Seha on the show. I mean, we have Sarah Good on the show. We have all these people. We have the Traveling Greek, who is actually in Greece, I believe now. So we have a lot of people on the show that have come on the show that have, you know, give their knowledge and we talk about hospitality things and how it affects them, especially the COVID thing, how that has affected their travel or, you know, if you deal with your clients, how that is affecting them and how they, what they think about, you know, the turnaround, the hotel turnaround or travel turnaround or whatever, when they think, you know, this is going to happen. So we have Sarah Dandashi. She goes by the name of the, the concierge. What is it? I can't even think of it. Sarah Dandashi. Anyway, travel concierge. Gosh, I can't even think of the name, her handle that she goes by, but I'm going to come up with it in a minute. Okay. Is your hotel open? Did you go back to work? Did you create some FOMO? What is FOMO? I asked this question. I had three guests on the last, when is this? I've had guests for the last 3 weeks, right? This is the first Tuesday in 3 weeks that I have not had a guest. So I asked three out of the four people if they knew what FOMO was. And three of them knew. My last guest, I'm not going to tell you who he was. who he was, right? But he didn't know what FOMO was. I had to tell him, I had to educate him. But that's okay, because this show's about education too. So if I put hashtag FOMO, hashtag FOMO, that means fear of missing out, right? So what I'm saying is, if your hotel is open, if you're back to work, we want to create some buzz around this, right? So it's all about marketing or putting your brand out there, right? So, you know, branding is part of marketing, okay, right? So get your brand out there. So if the Ace Hotel, which you can see, Ace Hotel, right? So if the Ace Hotel was closed for several weeks because of COVID, and then they reopened, wouldn't you think they would want to put some things out, say, hey, we're open, you know, show people at their rooftop having a drink, you know, having lunch, show their rooms, whatever the heck they want to do. Show the area, show the theater next door, whatever they wanted to do, but they needed to show something. So if you're not doing something, it doesn't make sense. You're wasting your time, all right? You don't want to do well if you're not doing something. So, and I'm saying more social media presence, because people are spending more time on social media. So you have to get your presence out there. People have to feel your presence. You have to stay relevant. You have to stay on top. And then always remember, what's your competition doing? If your competition's not doing it, that means you have it up on, you're over them, right? So if the hotel down the street from the Ace Hotel is not doing it and you're doing it, well, guess what? People are going to more likely see, they're more likely to see your branding, you know, postings. And then they're more likely to say, hey, you know, we're going to be in downtown LA. Why not stay at the Ace? Boom. That's all I can say. Drop the mic, whatever you want to say. But that's how it should work. So if your hotel is open, create some FOMO, meaning on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, I don't care where you do it, just do it. LinkedIn, wherever you need to do it, whatever your platform of choice is. I use all four of them, three, whatever. I use all the platforms. So I'm sorry, Sarah Dandassi, ask a concierge. Okay, so if you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, check Sarah Dandassi out. It's ask a concierge, at ask a concierge. She's been on the show. Okay, so check her out. She does some updates, weekly travel updates. I get my information from her. Okay, so, you know, that's the greatest form of flattery, is stealing somebody else's information. And I don't have a problem with it. I let her know that I take it. So I say, hey, Sarah, thanks for the information. I use it on my show all the time. She, you know, gives me a thumbs up. So, but anyway, but check out Sarah Dandassi, ask a concierge. Okay. So what was I going to say? Oh, I was talking about the create FOMO, right? So do that. I'm done with that, but create the FOMO. Okay. If you need help with creating FOMO, Russell of Hotels, contact me. I create FOMO all the time. When I'm out, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the Ace Hotel, created some FOMO. People are like, you at the Ace Hotel? What are you doing there? Blah, 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 blah. And let them know about the whole COVID thing. What precautions are they taking? Because people want to see that as well, right? So people want to know that Ace Hotel is taking precautions. They're not just letting people run crazy without masks and think, no, you have to follow the protocol. And I appreciate that. So thank you so much, Ace Hotel. Social media usage is up 7 minutes over 2019. I mention this every week because I need to know if you know this, you know, and you're head of marketing. So what are you doing now? Okay, you know that people are on social media 7 more minutes than last year. You know, everything's always compared to last year, right? If you're, you know, do budgets and all that, well, what did you do last year? You know, well, social media was, you know, down, but now it's up. So people are on social media 7 more minutes over 2019. So you need to be creating FOMO. You need to be posting. You need to be doing a lot more things than what you're doing. So whatever that is, whatever your brand is, you know, I always say, because I'm a hospitality hotel person or whatever, travel related, whatever, but it doesn't matter. Whatever your industry is, you need to do it. If you're an entrepreneur, whatever your product, you need to create some FOMO. You need to put stuff out there because people are spending more time on social media. So why not get your brand out there? You know, this stuff's not going to be forever, right? The whole COVID thing is going to get back. We're getting back to the, you know, some normalcy as we speak, right? I just mentioned the vaccine is coming out. So people are going to start traveling. You don't want to start promoting once people are starting to travel. They already made up their mind. They don't even thinking about you at that point. So you need to start putting things out now. Okay. So if you need help with that, I'm your dude. Okay. I'm your guy. There you go. Non-meat eats. You know, I'm all about the non-meat eats, right? You know, that means I don't eat meat. I eat plant-based only, 100%. Okay, I have to say that. So what I've been doing the last week, so mushrooms, and I mentioned this maybe last week, I've been on this mushroom kick forever. It doesn't matter what kind of mushrooms, shiitake, cremini's, button, oyster, it doesn't matter. I'm eating mushrooms, right? So, and they have the consistency like meat, right? So you're not missing the meat. They have the protein. You're not missing it. Mix it with some vegetables and, you know, chop up some onions and peppers. I'm big on peppers, like bell peppers and jalapeno peppers and chili peppers, sweet peppers, whatever, serrano, chili, whatever, doesn't matter. I'm big on spicy, so that's what I do. I've been doing a lot of jerk, too. So I had some jerk mushrooms, right? So I didn't. You ever done this? Okay. It's Taco Tuesday, right? So last week I did mushrooms, but I put jerk sauce in it, right? And then, but still made the taco shells the same way, whatever. Still made it just like a regular taco, but I had, it was a fusion. It was a Mexican and a Jamaican fusion taco. I mean, be creative. That's one thing that I've learned during this whole COVID thing. I bake more, I cook more, I come up with new whatever, just pull them out of my head or whatever. But be creative on what you do. And I do, you know, especially when you don't eat meat, you got to be creative, right? So you got to get, you know, different flavor from different things. I've been on this beet kick too. Beet burger, you know, the red beets, right? Slice them, fry them, saute them, however you want to put it. On a bun, whatever, with like veganaise, which is vegan mayonnaise. And then what I do, because, you know, beets are sweet. So what I've been doing is, you get this jerk sauce from the store, and it's real spicy. So you put, I mean, it just hits you right here, right in the back of your ear. I mean, that flavor just hits you right here. Oh my God, it's so good. Delish. Hashtag delish. Can I say that? Anyway, but I've been on this vegan oatmeal kick too. Vegan oatmeal cookies. Okay, so make that from scratch. It's very easy to make. Use vegan butter. They have that at the store, right? It's like a half cup of vegan butter and, you know, brown sugar, flour. I mean, you throw all this stuff in there, and it doesn't take long to bake it off. In fact, if you want the recipe, just hit me up on my, and I'm going to give you my email address. If you want the recipe, it's Russell's recipe. You know, I got a basic recipe, but I just kind of Russellized it, right? You know, it's just fine now. Right? I don't talk enough about the non-meat eats because I'm serious about this stuff, right? I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. If you eat meat, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I used to eat meat too, right? But now, you know, I'm 100% plant-based, and you got to be creative about what you're doing, right? I just creative about what I'm making. So, and I'm serious about it too, right? So, but anyway, this is a question I've been asking for the last couple of weeks. Why are people, it goes back to LinkedIn, this people putting you on private mode and they're like stalking you, right? They're like, you know, looking at your profile, whatever, but you don't know who they are because they have it. They have their setting on private. Why are people doing that? I mean, why are they doing that to me? You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I just need to know who you are. You know, what's the big deal? Just reveal yourself. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? You know, swerving is the new P, the new pivot. Okay. So some people, oh, we're pivoting. Oh, we pivot. You know, you hear that on TV all the time. Oh, did you pivot? No. I'm swerving. Okay. That's how I get down, right? I swerve. Okay. No pivot. I'm swerving. Okay. I ain't playing basketball. It's life. Okay. You got to swerve sometime in life. So are you reinventing yourself? Are you doing things that you weren't doing before? Are you taking advantage of all these webinars that are going on and Zoom calls and all these kind of things that are free? You learn a lot of things. I've been on these HSMAI calls, which are marketing, hospitality, sales and marketing association, international. I've been on those calls and just listening to, you know, what's going on, what people are saying, what people are thinking. You're learning different things. Today was about, I think, EDD or, you know, workers' comp, not workers' comp, but what do you call it? People lose their jobs. What is that called? Unemployment insurance. They talk about unemployment insurance. So they talk about that today. A couple of weeks ago, they talked about the LinkedIn SSI thing. That's where I learned that from, for one of those things. So this is the time you take advantage of these things and learn things that you didn't know before. Okay, then that way you can be stronger when you go back to work, right? You have more knowledge under your belt. So, but anyway, that's just what I do, right? So if it's a free webinar that's coming up, I'm going to take advantage of it. If I have time, I'm going to take advantage of it. So best way to predict the future is to invent it. So sometimes we need to invent our own future. We can't just be waiting for, you know, things to happen. You know, sometimes we have to go out and, you know, form our own job, you know, start our own business, you know, instead of waiting for someone, you know, to help us out. We just need to just help ourselves out, start our own business, do our own thing. Sometimes that's what we have to do. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Russell@RussellofHotels.com. So if you want that recipe for the vegan cookies, oatmeal cookies, just Russell@RussellofHotels.com. I'm on every social media platform, but I'll give you the ones and my handles and all that stuff. Twitter @RussellofHotels. IG @RussellofHotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. That is my real name. Facebook @RussellL. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. So yes, I do have two Facebook pages, and I have a website, www.russellofhotels.com. See, branding is important, right? Everything that I have, all my social media stuff is Russell of Hotels, with the exception of LinkedIn. But I do have, it's funny, I do have a page, a business page, that's Russell of Hotels, though, on LinkedIn. But the one where it has my profile and everything is Russell L. Edmond. So just so you know, but branding is important. Consistency in your brand is important. Okay. So if I had one that was Russell of Hotels and then the other one was Russell L, you're like, well, who the heck is Russell L? You know what I mean? So you got to be consistent with your brand. Always, always consistency. As we know, as I mentioned earlier, the show is a live show. This is a live show, but it becomes a podcast once the show is over. And where can you find the podcast? Anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. If that's iTunes, if that's Google Play, Apple, whatever, that's where we are. So just Russell of Hotels, it'll pop up and you can listen to it while you're driving to wherever you're going. Okay. You can say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna check out that Russell of Hotels podcast. You know, see what the heck he's talking about. He said he's done 82 shows. What has he done? What is he talking about? So check it out. Sponsorship opportunities, of course, if you're interested in having your name appear, your company name, your brand appear, like the Ace Hotel, please feel free to do that. And the whole show, I've been talking and you've been seeing the Ace Hotel, right? Now people that are watching like, hey, I want to go check out that Ace Hotel because on Air with Russell of Hotels, he mentioned it. So it must be a great place if Russell's talking about it. So check out the Ace Hotel. I said it again, right? So there you go. Feeder cities. You know, okay. Everything, you know, and marketing and all this stuff, you know, you're marketing via, you know, social media. People always want to know, well, where are you reaching? You know, where do people listen to your show the most? The most is LA because I'm in LA, but followed by San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, and it varies from month to month. Atlanta is in there as well. Those are the national or domestic cities. But then internationally, we get Australia, we get New Zealand, Philippines, Barbados, Jamaica, Bahamas, Vancouver, Toronto, the UK. So we're we're international up in here. Okay. So just in case you didn't know, you better ask somebody. Now you know. Okay. So let me stop. But so those are, you know, some of the feeder cities. And what is the Russell of Hotels group? Well, I'm all about branding, right? So not just for my company, of course. I mean, you see things I post for me, but I also post for other companies as well, mainly hotels, but I'll do any company, right? So boutique hotels, my specialty, boutique hotels, because they don't have a lot of representation, right? They don't get a lot of, they don't have a lot of funds from, you know, the corporate world. You know, if you're a brand, they have more what am I trying to say? You're going to get more exposure if you're a brand. Okay. But if you're a boutique hotel, you have less exposure, which means you got to be more creative than the brands. Okay. So this is part of being creative. Ace Hotel is not a huge company. Okay. They have 10, maybe going on 14 hotels by the May mid next year or something like that. So they don't have a huge presence, but you know, things like this, you know, some the big brands probably wouldn't even do it, but you know, people like Ace Hotels, they understand the importance of just getting out there, of putting your brand out there, to pushing your brand forward, staying relevant. So I've mentioned the Ace Hotel probably 20 times since this show has started, right? And you've seen the Ace Hotel logo for the last 36 minutes. Okay, so there you go. So that goes a lot. And I didn't mention how many people watch the show. I mentioned our feeder cities, but it varies. Now, I have access to 26,000 people on LinkedIn alone. But remember, this is posted not just on LinkedIn, but Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I mean, it's on, and it's on my website. It's on everything. So just think about that. But anyway. So what is Russell branding via digital marketing? Branding. Yeah, I do it via digital marketing on social media platforms. And I mentioned those already. I help you build your presence through videos, through postings. I mean, I post a lot and you should too. Like I said, the whole create FOMO thing, you should always do that. I'm a radio show host. I started this show last year. Like I said, 82 shows ago, I started the show. So, we've been consistent for over a year. I mean, just keep going. I took a break last year, took a month off, but this year I didn't. I just kept going. So, like I said, we're up to 82 shows. No matter where I am, I'm going to do it. We're on every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Okay. PST, that's Pacific Standard Time. Let me just check here to make sure no one said anything. Cause you know, I'm starting to look more, of comments that people make because people say, well, I made a comment during your show, but you didn't respond to it. Well, you didn't acknowledge me. Well, now I'm trying to be conscious of that. Like Kerry Morrissey, he sent out something and I saw it and I mentioned it. So there you go. So Kerry Morrissey, just in case you didn't know, he's with the Opal Collection. So go opalcollection.com and you'll see all the hotels that Kerry Morrissey has. Okay. And Palm Beach, Florida. Okay. Collaboration and connecting of people. That's what we do. We're all about collaboration and connecting people. So normally somebody's on the show, I'm connecting with them and, you know, they're talking about their story, how they got in this industry, what they like about it. Just like last week, Victor Simmons was on here. We talked about, you know, how he got in the industry, what he liked about it, what his position now. so we talked about that. So anyone that's on the show, that's what, you know, pretty much that's what they're going to talk about. They're going to share their story, right? And what they think about this, what they think about that. So it's pretty clean, pretty simple. You come on and talk about you. And anyone that doesn't want to talk about themselves, there's something wrong with you. Okay, that's all I can say. So people that, you know, I don't always ask everyone to be on the show because I don't want everybody on the show. But the people that I do, you know, sometimes it's met with, well, what are you going to ask me? I'm going to ask questions about you. Well, like what? Well, if you can't talk about yourself, then you don't need to be on the show. So there you go. But anyway, that's what I try to do. Collaborate and connect with people. How is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? These are questions that I ask every single week. And these are questions for you to answer. I'm not going to answer them for you, but just think about, you know, if you work for somebody, if you're your own brand, because that's what it comes down to. People think, well, I work for, you know, XYZ company. Well, but the brand is you. People buy from you. Okay. You may represent that other brand, but you're the brand too. So Russell Edmond is a brand. Russell of Hotels is a brand. That's two different brands, right? I'm Russell Edmond, the person, and then Russell of Hotels is the name of the company. But they're both brands, but I represent that, you know, the company, but I still represent myself. So just remember that. The brand is you. You start off being the brand. You just happen to work for another brand. Okay, so am I confusing you already? But just think of it like that. So how is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? So what are you doing to stay relevant? I do a radio show every week to stay relevant. That's one thing. And I do multiple postings per day, if, you know, to stay relevant, because I want people to know who Russell of Hotels is or what the Russell of Hotels brand is about. So it's about throwing that brand out there. Okay. Number two, knowing what you know now, meaning this whole COVID situation, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do differently? What would you do differently? I mean, if you're a hotel, are you going to be selling differently? Are you going to be doing the same thing that you did before? Because guess what? It probably is not going to work. Okay. So you need to be a little bit more creative about getting people into your hotel. And I tell you what, and I mentioned this already, and sitting around doing nothing is not an option. Okay. So you should be doing something now. Don't wait till, oh, I think it's the second quarter of 2021. Now I'm going to start marketing. It's too late. Game over. You might as well close up. Okay. So you need to do things now. Don't sit around and wait. What is this? Some, the waiting game? Well, why do we need to wait? Just do things now. So I don't understand. I don't get it. You got hotels, you got restaurants, you got DMOs, which are CVBs, Convention and Visitors Bureau. DMO stands for Destination Marketing Organizations. You know, so that's what that, for people that don't know what that is, that's what that means. So knowing what you know now, is there anything you do differently? Number three, have you connected with anyone new? And I always say this because you need to find out who your representatives are at that hotel that you used to do business with. Because sometimes, as we're going through this whole COVID thing, some people are not in those positions anymore. They've been furloughed, they've been laid off. So who's in charge of those particular, that market that you were doing, that you were associated with? Who's the director of sales? Who's the GM? Now, I'm speaking hotel wise, right? But I'm sure it goes for any industry at this point. You know, some of those people are not no longer there. So you got to pick up the phone. Because I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago, and they said, well, I was emailing someone, they haven't responded back to me. I'm like, well, are they still there? Well, I don't know, but they're not responding. Well, why don't you pick up the phone and call? I mean, we get so afraid of the phone, right? What do we do before? Okay, we call people. So pick up the phone and call and see if people are there. And if they're not there, connect with that new person. That's why I said, have you connected with anyone new? So not just, I mean, it can be a cold call if you just make, you know, just calling people. You can do that as well. But if you had an established relationship with a hotel or whatever it is, make sure that person is still there. Find out if they're there. And the best way to do that is to pick up the phone and call. And that way people will route you to the right person. But if you're emailing, they may not be there anymore, meaning their email is not working anymore. And you're not getting any responses, and doesn't mean you're going to get a bounce back, because people go, what if I should get a bounce back if they're not there? No, that's not always the case. Pick up the phone and call. Number four, what has this situation taught you? Has this COVID situation taught you? One, it taught me, don't put all my eggs in one basket. That's one thing. So like I said, it's up to you to tell me, not for me to tell you, but yeah, so that's what it's taught me. Don't put all my eggs in one basket. And don't be afraid to do something else. You can't be, right? Because you still got to put stuff on the table, still got to put food on the table, right? So you still got to make money. So don't be afraid to reinvent yourself or swerve. Don't be afraid to do that. Hotels, are you selling differently? I mentioned this a while ago. Are you selling differently? Are you marketing more or less? Are you marketing yourself more or less? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? Can't say anymore. If your competition is doing stuff, you need to be doing better than what they're doing. So look at what your competition is doing. Ace Hotel, look at who's your competition? Who's your nearest competition? What are they doing? Are they posting things? Are they not? Well, you need to be posting anyway. You need to stay on top of that. Keep things fresh. You know, keep things top of mind. You have to do that. It's your brand. Okay. So you have to take care of your brand at all costs. Take care of your brand. Okay. Shout out to, this is another shout out. It's an additional shout out to Professor Leslie Butler, Collins College of Hospitality Management at Cal Poly Pomona. She was supposed to listen to the show last week. Victor was on. She texts me like, oh, I missed the show. You know, so of course I'm gonna give her a hard time. So that's why you're on blast again. Oh no, this is a shout out. It's not on blast. This is a shout out. On blast. I'm trying, I just turned on blast into something bad. No, it's a shout out. Professor Leslie Butler. Hope all is well. Keep listening to the show. We appreciate you. And thank you to Mr. Victor Simmons, VP of HR, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion with Ace Hotels. That's why the Ace Hotel is there, because Victor was on the show last week. So thank you so much, Victor, for being on the show. You had some great information. If you missed last week's show, it is on LinkedIn, so feel free to check it out. Now, I got 4 minutes, 4 minutes left? Yeah. So introduction of today. This is quick. Eight rules we should all practice. Eight rules we should all practice. I saw this on LinkedIn, so I thought I would share this. Number one, see failure as a beginning, not an end. See failure as a beginning, not an end. So if you're working on something and you failed at it, maybe you start a new business, it's okay. Just dust yourself off and restart it. Okay. Don't give up. Keep going, because nothing worthwhile will ever be easy. Okay. So just keep it going. Number two, if you don't go after it, you won't have it. You ain't going to get it. So if you don't go after it, you see something you want, go and get it. If you don't try, you're never going to get, right? You're never going to know. You're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Remember that. Number three, always do more than what's expected of you. Always do more than what's expected of you. You know, people are like, I'm just going to do the bare minimum. A C is okay for me. A C. C is okay for me. No, you should do more. You should do more than what's expected. Always do more. Always strive to do more, because someone's watching you, right? And you don't want to just be an average person. You want to be above average. There's nothing else I can say about that. Just make peace with the past or you'll pay for it. Number six, stop thinking so much and just do it. You know, people always say, well, should I start this business or not? Or should I do this or should I? They want to get everybody to buy off on it. Just do it. Like Nike says, they just do it, right? Nike didn't ask for permission to do anything. You see some of the stuff that they put out, they're not asking for permission. They're just doing it, right? And that's what makes impact. Just do it. Make it happen. Number seven, never compare yourself to others. Just be you. That's one thing we get caught up. Well, so-and-so, if he's doing it, I'm going to do it too. Well, maybe that person had had more different experiences than you. Okay. So don't go comparing yourself to someone else. Just be you. You can only be the best you can be, right? Don't be Joe Schmo down the street. Just be the best Russell Edmond that you can be, or Russell of Hotels, right? Number eight, teach others what you know. That's one thing I wish people would ask more questions about things. How'd you do this? How'd you get into that? You know, I did this, I was involved in a webinar training for some students that, you know, they were doing their own podcast. So two Zoom calls. The first one, they were hesitant to ask questions. The second one, they're asking questions like crazy. And it was great just to, you know, let them know the knowledge that I have and whatever. So that's what it's all about. So anyway, I have to get off the show now, because I told Ronan, my producer, that I would be off at 1:50 and it's 1:49. So thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you. This was show number 82. I look forward to show number 83. So today's Taco Tuesday. Have some tacos. And it's okay to do plant-based. If you want to do a plant-based taco, it's okay to do it. But anyway, just do it, okay? So anyway, have a great week. And I will see you next Tuesday. Thanks again. Peace.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.